knucklehead, knucklehead, knucklehead. What's up, guys? We're the Knuckleheads Podcast. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater. And that might fall over.
You think the mic's going to fall over?
Maybe.
Just don't breathe or move the table. We just stay very, very still.
Just don't move.
You fucking having a baby?
Maybe. I might have to take a huge dump this morning.
Well, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to Knuckleheads Podcast. Stitcher, buy our shit. Buy our shit on Teespring. We don't have a promo code because, you know, 2020. Just blame everything on 2020 now. Shitty day out, huh?
Yeah, I've seen worse. Only 3 weeks into the presidential election.
That is true. Well, I mean, our president's immune to COVID.
Yeah, he's super powered.
And he wants to kiss men and women. And no,
he was getting ready to say some more reckless shit, but he stopped himself mid-go.
He did say the beautiful women. He didn't say the fatties or the uglies.
Or the poors.
So today is the 16th. Last week we cut the episode into a double. We had a potential COVID scare. Everything was negative, so we're good. But we just wanted to be safe and not record in the same room just in case. Everything is fine now. So we're doing this one live. So
otherwise, one of us would be recording alone.
Yeah, it was actually really... Oh, okay, you're talking about death?
Yeah, the other one keeps recording, and I'll just be like, eh. So, and that's a good one, buddy. Yeah, man, that, and you know, just...
That's kind of sad.
Story of my life.
Your life is sad? Let's see, what's today's national days? National Department Store Day. Well, that's out.
Those are going away, so...
National Bosses Day.
What's Bosses Dick? When's the last time you went to a department store? Like, in the literal sense, like Macy's or JCPenney. Not necessarily those places, but like anywhere on Myrtle Avenue or...
I mean, Miss Fanboy goes to some of those stores on Myrtle, but not often. Target is the only store that we've pretty much still go to.
And I would barely call that a department store, per se.
But, I mean, it's a mega store. I remember was it Christmas? I think it was Christmas. We got all, like, dressed, and we're like, all right, we're going to go Christmas shopping at Target. And we got there.
And then you made the biggest mistake.
And it was so crowded. It was the most crowded I've ever seen a store.
Like Black Friday status?
Yeah, like, you can't... not only could you not bring the fucking carts down the aisles... Jeez. But people were trying to bring the carts down the aisle, and everyone's like crowding each other, trying to get like certain toys. And
you wanted those toys.
Like, I would stand outside of the aisle with the cart, and I'm just like letting her go in there.
Like when we were kids?
Yeah, but I'm just like, go ahead, go in there, because my anxiety was going fucking crazy. And she would come back and be like, oh, I didn't find this, but I found this. I'm like, yo, they're not going to like that. Like, why are we trying so hard to shop here? Like, when we know that it's better on Amazon. And, like, we went home. We went on Amazon.
Did you buy anything?
There? Mm-hmm. No, we had, like, four things in the cart. And then I was like, oh, I want that. And I'm like,
that's the only reason you bought something.
I was like, well, no, we didn't buy it. I looked at the lines. I was like, yeah, I'm not standing online for this. I'm not standing online for three kids' toys when I could buy these shits on Amazon.
All the time that you would have spent stood online, to half that time, you could have been halfway home.
So we wound up just going home, and went on Amazon. We pretty much finished shopping in like 20 minutes. We spent like $300. We got like 14 gifts.
I remember going Christmas shopping as a kid, and it was always a madhouse.
It was never that crowded though.
No, it didn't ever feel crowded as a kid, because Dad would always leave us somewhere. Which I think, to me, was like amongst the strangest things, that you would just like deposit your children somewhere.
Well, so we didn't touch it in the house.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Like, everything was, don't touch it because you're gonna break it, and then I gotta pay for it. Did you ever break anything in a store?
No, I mean, I broke shit at home.
Well, yeah, I know you were a fucking wrecking crew at home.
Yeah, I'm a whole crew.
Yeah, you bet a Tonka truck, motherfucker. Like, would you?
That's not a crew though. I'm one.
For we are as one, but we are many, bro. That is you.
Anyway, Leaving a person, like, I've never broke anything at all.
That's what I'm saying. I never broke anything.
Granted, I've never touched anything because I was terrified.
So it's a double-edged sword. You could have broke something, so Dad may have been right. If he did let you loosen it, you would have touched something and broke it?
No, but...
Because, like, what I don't understand is, like, if you're just picking up, like, action figures, how do you break an act? How do you break something like that? Like, you just, like, smash it to the ground and, like, stomp it out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and even then, who knows you did that?
Yeah, then you just kick it under the aisle and walk away.
I think it was more in the stores of, like, Home Depot or the ones that, like, you know, you could pick up a vase or something and break it. Like, I think it was more in those stores. But I do remember, I picked up a hammer once.
You gonna break that?
I was looking at the hammer, and he was like, put that down. And he's like, you're gonna drop it. And I was like, don't we bang stuff with hammers? And he was just like, yeah, but you're gonna drop it. And he made me put it back. But, like, you couldn't look at shit. Like, it was... If he could fucking bird box you and put you with a blindfold...
Yeah, he could put you with a horse bind, put a bit in your mouth and pull the horse strap over and then cover the side of your eyes so you can't see.
That's it. Like, I remember that. I also remember one time going...
You go too fast. He's like, whoa, nay. He's, like, pulling the reins back on you.
Give me a sugar cube. Do you remember going shopping for Christmas on Christmas Eve? We did that one time.
Well, if you tell a story, it might jog my memory.
I don't have much of a...
I remember going late in the season a couple of times, and...
So we went to Toys R Us. I think we weren't going to anyone's house for Christmas Eve, like we normally would, or Christmas Day. And then plans changed. And then we had no gifts for any of those people.
And
mom was never the, like, $20 in an envelope type thing. Only if you were, like, 15 or older, she'd give you money. But for the most part, like, she didn't believe in that. So they were like, all right, we're going to Toys R Us. And, of course, I'm fucking happy. I didn't get shit. But I remember looking at stuff.
He walked in. He was like, la, 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 la. And then you come out and you're like, damn.
No, I was told, what would your cousin like? Point at it. And then... I was like, well, I like this. And like, all right, he'll love it.
How old would you say you were?
Shit. I was looking at probably Marvel and wrestlers and DC toys. So I would say between 8 and 10, 8 and 12 maybe, 8 and 11. Like that.
So that means I was like 17, 18. I could have already been out working. And
yeah,
stuff
you
like
probably
that.
Weren't there. I just remember having to go. And I remember...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's probably why I don't have... Because you're telling me a story and I have no memory. I mean, my memory is fucking shit.
The funny shit, though, is I remember, like, either... I think mom told me and dad we had to, like, wait in line at a certain point while she continued shopping.
So by the time she came back...
Yeah, but the thing is, it never works out that way. It's always, like, you get called and then the person's never fucking there.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember that where we had to, like, wait in line. And we were probably there what's crazy is we went at, like, 9 in the morning.
Damn!
And we went at, like, 9 in the morning because mom had to be back by 1 to start cooking the dinner for Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're going to somebody else's house? Oh, yeah, we're going to...
No, for Christmas Day, we're going to somebody's house.
Oh.
So I just remember, like, Christmas Eve, like, getting... bringing all these fucking toys home that were not for me. And then... Mom cooking, and like I remember I always had a weird thing with Christmas where I used to like look under the tree, and like I was very like,
you used to sit there and like hawk it, and
because I loved the Christmas tree, like I always did.
Yeah, and you were always messing with the pipe organ thingy that was down there,
and the train,
and the fucking train,
which I'm gonna buy a new one this year.
And that there was always a church with a little steeple, because I remember the steeple, because the steeple.
Where's all the people?
It depends over here.
No, that's the hand thing, remember?
Yeah. And the because the steeple came off, it was just like a
little
drop
bench.
Arm. No. A steeple's not a bench.
No, the organ has a little bench.
Yeah, with the Anderson, but the
that's also broken.
But the church had that thing's been broken for years though.
I still have it though. I glued it.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying like periodically the parts kept breaking off over time. The steeple on top of the, because it was a curved a triangular roof, and the thing just sat on top of it. And if I'm not mistaken, that thing played music too. It was a little wind-up thing.
I just always loved it because he used to play classical Christmas music. Mm. And I used to love that. And then I remember I remember breaking one of mom's...
See, that's why dad told you this. He was like, yo, put the Christmas tree up. Go stand in the bedroom. No, he's like, you stand there and look out the door.
I broke one of her things from the nativity scene, which was like...
Jesus?
70 years old. 60 yeah. years old, her nativity
Which, scene. Ironic, if you think about it right now, that thing's rounding 100-year mark.
Yeah, I don't... It's dead now.
What happened to it?
It's... I when... After the first Christmas... I did when dad put all the stuff in the yard, the bins weren't closed,
so it got rotted.
Yeah, so I actually still have the bin. I've been like afraid to go through it.
You know what that means, right?
What?
Might have to call in the Super Mega Bros for a restoration.
I mean, it's bad, it's probably bad. I don't even have the heart to look in it, to be honest. So it's literally been sitting under my table.
So you know what, this Christmas we do it, we should do a Christmas special where we tell good stories this year. As opposed to all the shit ones. Well, so it's going to be a 20-minute episode, in and out.
So what's funny, going back to the story, I broke the camel. the camel that was there. I don't remember how the fuck. I was probably, one of my other toys was probably riding it or something, and I broke it. And I took...
Oh, you broke his leg?
Yeah.
Did you put it down?
No, I took the fucking camel from the supermarket bag. You remember you used to be able to buy zoo animals in a supermarket?
Well, like a bag.
They were plastic. They were like, I put that there. And
what'd you do with the camel?
I threw it out.
Are you fucking shit?
Dispose of the evidence.
Oh, you cocksucker.
I threw it out. And
oh, well, you heard that? I think that's mom rolling about fucking grave.
No, she found out, but it was like 3 years later.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, literally. Like, I just.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I remember she was like, all right, we have to pack up all the Christmas stuff. And I was like, I'll do the nativity scene. And I just kept doing it and packing it myself. And put in the it was literally the same color camel, except there was no, like, one, it was plastic, but it was also, it didn't have, like, the saddle, or it didn't have any of the other stuff.
Yeah, the camel.
But it came in the desert Sahara thing you used to be able to buy. It came in a clear bag.
Was he packing two humps or one?
I think it was two. Mm. But the funny shit is, like, that camel, I think dad still has it, actually.
Now I'm interested in seeing this camel.
Cause, yeah, it's like this, it was almost perfect size.
And she never noticed
nothing. Never noticed it, because I put it in the back of the steeple, in the back of the manger.
Manger. Mangala.
I think you mean manager.
Did she rip your ass for that?
She found it funny that she never realized
never
it.
Never fucking noticed
it. But yeah, I definitely replaced that.
We should get a Star Wars nativity scene.
I want to make one eventually.
That's something I can get down with.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, put the child in there. We'll put the Mando in the Mando crib. Slide right in the middle.
I think they have one of those on Thingiverse.
Yeah.
A nativity scene, Star Wars.
Oh, all right. I think we should populate one this year.
But I just remember. I remember that I used to love the train. Which last year I bought a train and it was a piece of shit. And after Christmas, I packed it back up, returned it to Amazon. This year, I'm going to buy a bigger one. I have one in my cart.
You know what train we should do?
The Orient Express or the Polar Express?
No, man. The story train from Rick and Morty.
Yeah, but it has to go like on the cart, on the train, on the track and move.
We can make anything.
This is like $40. And you put a little water in it and steam comes out of the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty neat. But was the only complaint that one person gave it one star because they said the steam smells.
So put water and then put a drop of fucking oil in there.
They were like, it stinks. It smells weird.
Because this dude's getting high off. He tried to hit it like a bomb.
The train that I bought last year, the track didn't click together. Mm-hmm. They just sat together. So like as soon as you go to turn the train on, it falls apart.
It got
apart.
Derailed?
But the train actually didn't work.
Like it didn't...
Remember go? I went downstairs and we tried to open it?
Oh, that motherfucker was hard to open. Yeah, like, didn't I hit it with like a screwdriver or something?
Yeah, you got it open, but we put the whatchamacallit in and it still didn't run. Mm-hmm. So that it was just a piece of shit in general.
That's what you get for paying $3.99.
It was like $12. Yeah, it was pretty cheap. But this one, the one I'm looking at now, has a click. It clicks together.
That's...
But yeah, I did break that. I guess that counts as breaking stuff. I never broke an ornament back then.
No, I don't think I ever broke any.
I broke two ornaments as an adult, like putting it on and then like eventually they just crumble in your hands. Like,
I mean, some of the motherfuckers is...
I probably have like 10 left from like the original her great-grandmother and they're just falling apart.
We have to put them in hermetically sealed cases and seal them away.
Not put them up?
lock them away, slow it
up. But yeah, I never really broke anything, so I don't know why. Like, that was always like, you're gonna break it.
Yeah, I mean, you had a reputation for wrecking things.
I did, but like, not in a store.
No, that's the funny thing was that it always seemed like as soon as when you go outside, like, you forget how to act, and it's like, no, we weren't allowed to act that way. You didn't let us act that way. If you remotely stepped down the line, that was your ass.
Dude, if I said I had to take a shit, I got yelled at.
How dare you do that thing that you do?
Let's see, National Sports Day. What's tomorrow?
Sports are canceled.
National Mulligan Day. Pasta Day. Sweetest Day.
Sweetest?
Yeah. Get Smart About Credit Day. Well, the 18th, you can get down with this Chocolate Cupcake Day. Oh. And then it's also No Beard Day.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to know what's under my. I don't want to know how many chins I have now.
No.
Well, while I chew this candy and I had the. We have to alternate who eats candy.
Stop shoveling. Shovel like this.
Oh, we have to alternate. I do have one.
Oh, what's funny?
Okay.
I was going to say real quick about Toys R Us. Aren't they bringing them back? Are they going to bring back a few or something? Or wasn't that part of the plan before the pandemic?
They were going to bring back a few, but also I think they were going to do like a Toys R Us box or something. Mm. Like a monthly.
Yeah.
But I also added like 7 card games for us. You know, I always buy games every holiday. I have movie trivia. Movie quote trivia.
Jeez.
I have a Christmas one. You hear a Christmas lyric and you have to name the song.
Oh.
No, I'm going to suck at that one too. And I listen to Christmas music for a month straight, a year. But it's really difficult to know which one is which.
If there was like a movie scene one that they play like 3 seconds of a clip for like movies, I think I'm going to be pretty good at that.
I just know like I think I have like 5 of them or something in the cart, maybe 10. It's like $130, $140 of games.
Jeez.
But I want to get a couple of them for our Christmas episode.
That sounds like a fun.
One of the things I wanted to go over today, I saw an article that I was like, we have to touch base on this.
This needs knucklehead approval.
17 ridiculous things waiters were left as tips instead of money.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. It's intriguing.
In Texas, I bet you they leave you a gun.
Or a pair of boots.
Yeah, cowboy hat.
Did you, that'd be kind of cool. Have you ever seen Slime and Salmon?
No, but didn't we call somebody a Slime and Salmon?
Probably, but Slime and Salmon is the dudes who make Beer Fest.
Nah, but I'm not. Is that a movie?
Yeah. It's on Amazon. You should watch it. It's old. I seen it for the second time.
Is it the same guys? Like,
yeah, just, they're all just playing.
Just Super Troopers?
Yeah, what's, Farva's the manager, Jay has like a.
Are they in a restaurant?
Yeah, it's called the Slam and Salmon. This is how old it'll date it right here. Michael Clark Duncan was a boxer, and he's the Slam and Salmon, and he owns that restaurant. And basically, he owes money to the Yakuza or something like that, and he offers 10 G's to whoever could sell the most, whoever sells the most in the restaurant. So they all pool all the money together, blah, 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 because he needed like 20 grand or something. But the funny shit is they're like, why are you giving someone 10 grand if you owe 20 grand? And
That was the next thing. Yeah,
there's more to that joke, but.
All right, I'll watch it tonight. And then
it's pretty funny.
We'll catch it next week. We'll come back.
I wish you would have seen it before we did this one, because that movie was like all about tips and like, you know, the dude who plays, not Farva,
Fink?
Mac? Who's in Tacoma? The fire department one.
That's Mac.
Yeah, Mac. He's like a, he left that same restaurant to become an actor, and then they killed his character in like 3 episodes, and he had to come back. And then the Indian dude, he's like a nerd or like a really weird guy, but he's on medication. He has like a mental illness. So like when he stops taking medication, he becomes Zongo and he starts like getting tips and he's like the cool dude and like that kind of shit.
I like how he has another name.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to get him to take his medication. And then
should have put in a Tubin.
The dude from Beer Fest, the main character in Beer Fest with the blonde hair. Not the one with one leg, the other guy. Isn't it Rabbit?
That's the guy with the one leg. Yo, you thinking of the guy who played Fink, the short guy?
No, no.
The guy who played Rabbit, I'm pretty sure that's the guy with the one leg. Well, I mean, he's got a fake leg, but... Well, he got half a leg. He got a leg and a half. But he ain't got no leg up. Is that guy,
I thought you were going to say a leg to stand on.
Got to. Because in the one scene in Super Troopers, when they're getting into the back of the truck, you can see that he needs help getting pulled. He pulls him up into the truck because he can't make the move because of his leg. But... Nonetheless.
Rabbit, the guy who... That's what I'm talking about. Eric. Yeah. Eric, this dude.
Yeah.
That's the guy with one leg. Okay, yeah. So he's a guy. He has, like... He's, like, the playboy. He has, like, fake teeth. He's, like... He has a tan, really long blonde hair. Like,
when he takes it all off, he's horrendous.
Well, no, he's just a douchebag. Mac is the dude from Whatchamacallit. Foster, that's the guy. He's the chef. He's the chef at the restaurant. And then his twin brother comes to work there, and he's a waiter as well. And he's always arguing with his brother. That's also...
Are they in the same scene, or are they always...
They're always in the same scene.
No, I mean, like, is it a cut? Like, he's like...
No, it's...
He's in the kitchen, the other guy's in the other
room. It's a split scene where you see both of them at the same time. But it's one of those where they're like, hey, the customer didn't like this steak. And he's like, man, tell the customer to put it in his ass. And he's just like... You remember to tell the customer that? He's like, yeah, if he wants to cook more, tell him to put it in his ass and cook it in his asshole. And then, like, if you want something recooked or whatever, you have to come in and go, hey, I told him to shove it in his ass, but he wants it refired. And he's like, fine, and he'll refire it. But right, I definitely think you should watch it.
God damn.
No, I'm explaining the characters.
Me at Super Trooper.
So this tipper left $1 million bill. Was a really religious pamphlet on the back. That's number 17.
Jeez. That's,
That's super douche. But even then, even if you've seen the other side of it...
What's worse, that's fucking Ben Franklin. Fucking Ben Franklin doing it on $1 million bill.
But even if you've seen that side, instantly you're like, why would you...
Well, no, because I would fold it up so you would just see Ben Franklin's face and tuck it a little bit. So this is why you think you're getting a hundo.
Okay. Left a fake hundo with President Obama's face.
That's good, though. That's funny. That fucked up, but at least it's Obama. If it was Trump, put him on the hay penny.
This bad tipper, instead of leaving money, left this fortune. And it's literally a fortune cookie fortune. It says, it is better to have beans and bacon in peace than cakes and ale in fear. Just, that's it.
What the fuck?
This knucklehead tipped their server. Yeah, that's us. This knucklehead tipped their server an arcade token. I've said no cash value. That is number 4. Oh, so that first one was... I thought it started at 17. And this sorry excuse for a diner, he left play money.
That shit is crazy plastic.
This dude left his waitress his phone number and the note, hope this is better than a tip. It says, hope this is better than a tip, text me sometime. Guy in the black Eastern hoodie.
You should have been like...
Yeah. You want the tip or something. Yeah. You want to be a scumbag, be a scumbag.
Call me later and I'll give you the tip.
This bad tipper left the IRL shrug. It's the shrug emoji.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Do you ever see the ones on Facebook that it shows people like leaving huge tips, but it's on the write-in portion of the bill and not like the... It's your copy, not their copy.
Okay.
And it says like merchant copy... And customer copy. On the customer copy, they'll write a tip, $100, and then take a picture and put it on Facebook, and somebody will blow up this one. Be like, yo, that's the customer copy, not the merchant copy. So they don't. You give them the regular copy. You give them their half.
Just cover that part when you take the picture.
Listen, if you got to take a picture of a $100 tip, quote unquote, that you're leaving on somebody and put it up on Facebook, you should just go suck dick
for that $100.
No, just in fucking general.
It says, this a-hole tipper played a prank when he tried to get all philosophical. It's the... Half of it is a 20. It says, don't be fooled. This is something you can have more valuable than money. There is something you can have more valuable.
Say that, he folded it up, put it in. Which, that almost got me a couple times over the years. Like, you know, in the tax time. And you see the fake one. And then, like...
Not the last fish?
I saw it. No, okay. I saw, like, a hundo. God damn, that poor fish. Inhaled it. I saw one, and my heart jumped. And I was like...
You should get that checked out.
Play it cool. Play it cool. Like, I was just, like, mad casual about it. And then, just sometimes, you just watch people and catch them and just see people... Diving down.
Did you bend down for it? Yeah. You picked it up, right?
The very first time, yes. After that, I was like, yeah.
You always know it's fake when you see more than one.
No, I mean, there was after I found the one, I found a trail, but...
This bizarre customer left their service a condolence card.
Your service was so bad.
It says, until then, just wanted to... Is that until... It's in the script, but I don't have my glasses. That's until, right?
Until then, just wanted
to send this wish to let you know you're not alone.
Jeez. The service was so bad, I got cancer.
This likely sociopath left a ripped dollar. And it says thank you.
I remember he said rip a dollar. Like a little bit, you ripped the top of it. And I remember this dude used to give him money like that. Like, if he put down, like, you were going to put in money to something, like, you're going to run a fool, take it out, you rip it a little bit, you rip it just a tiny bit. And he would get so mad about that shit. He hated ripped dollars.
It says, and this creep thought it was appropriate to leave as a tip at a car wash. He gave him a Magnum. Then this funny person left a different kind of tip. Use an umbrella when it rains.
That's good. That's good advice.
But what's even shittier about most of these, like... It's a $35 bill. Like, your tip is like, if you do percentage-wise, how much really is your tip? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is a tip? 15%? 10%?
I think it started like 10. See, it depends on the place, because I think I've seen them like 8, 10, 15. Or, like, they break it down on your bill now. It usually pops up, but, I mean, I'm against tipping anyway, but that's just me.
No, at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Why?
I think because it's not personal against the people. And I'll tip at a restaurant because I'm not a fucking douche mouth. And I understand the principle. But the fact that you tip, the problem is they pay these people dirt cheap because they work for tips. If you would just pay them a decent fucking wage, they wouldn't have to work for tips. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a tip industry. It's all about the tip.
Okay, but what does that have to do with you not wanting to tip then?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not against the people itself. It's the principle, the fact that there's a job that pays under minimum wage, and the only reason those people can survive is because of tips. If nobody tipped, they would be forced to raise that industry to a fucking the bare minimums.
I just think at $35,
you throw what, a five down, six bucks.
I mean, even it depends on if the service is good, and it's a $35 bill. Yeah, I would probably give them like 41, 42 bucks, depending if the service is good. If the service was shit, that's $35.83. Just, you know, throw in 17 cents and make it $36. I've only given a bad tip like once or twice in my life, and I've only given zero once at a restaurant.
Why?
I mean, one of them was like the food was wrong. One of our orders was wrong, and then she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna." Bring you another one, and then
that was wrong.
She told me like six times it's coming out, and then I think Miss Fanboy was done eating by that time, and I'm like, yo, our shit's still not here, and then appetizers came out. After, she got her main course.
Yeah, I was about to say what.
Yeah, it was like all fucked up. And granted, that wasn't really her fault, but the thing is, she kept lying to us and being like, oh, it'll be right out. It'll be right out. Just tell me the truth. I was like, yo, you could tell me.
But also, we see right there, that perpetuates a certain stereotype or a certain problem with the tip, because she's working for a tip, so that means you can get bad service. She can give you excellent service, but your food is bad, the restaurant shit,
well, I didn't stiff her. I just gave her like less than I would have given because our bill was...
But what I'm saying is, like, is it
$14?
Is it fair to her? She didn't do nothing to it. Now, if she fucked your shit, like, oh, I forgot to put your fucking steak in, like, goddamn,
bitch. Well, no, but that's the thing. She was lying a shit ton. Because she was like, it'll be out in a couple minutes.
Yeah, but I mean...
Which is a horse face lie.
Yeah, but as far as she knows, it very well could be. But what I'm saying is, if you get bad food from the back, it's not...
It's not her fault.
Exactly, but somebody has to suffer for you getting bad service.
Yeah, I think there should be a way for you to penalize the cook, not the waiter. Yeah,
go in there and punch him in the face.
But I think the main thing was, like, I gave her less tip. I didn't stiff her. But I think we had, like, a... If I remember correctly, I think it was like a really shitty waitress where we seen her one time